Good morning. It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, in for John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
Some of us grow up tall and handsome. Some of us grow up plain. Some of us own the world in ransom. Some of us just our name.
Sad news this morning for music fans. Mary Travers of the folk trio Peter, Paul, and Mary passed away from leukemia at age 72. I'm here now with Jack Grace, the Martini Cowboy. He's a Takeaway music contributor, and he joins us from up in Woodstock, New York. Jack, you're with us this morning from a place that was the center of music in the 1960s and certainly a place where Peter, Paul, and Mary made their mark. What do you think is the legacy of Mary Travers?
Well, what Mary really shared with a lot of people was she had an incredible sincerity in her voice that everybody can hear that this isn't a contrived singer. In fact, in her early days, she was too shy. She had suffered from stage fright in her early days and sort of overcame it just by nature of doing it so often. But really where it comes from is Peter, Paul, and Mary were real anchor of the folk movement and helped bring it to a broad audience for the whole nation to be able to digest folk music.
Can you tell us a little bit about the origins of Mary Travers coming to the group? I mean, I've read reports that histories that she was actually hired for the group because she was pretty, which is not exactly what a countercultural kind of folk group would want to have as their metric for getting into the band. But she had a wonderful voice. What's that story?
Well, it's the short answer. Albert Grossman, who also brought Bob Dylan for the world and the band and Janis Joplin. This was one of his first acts, and he had first started managing. He had the idea around the time after the Kingston Trio came out that a vocal group was going to work really well. He first approached Paul, whose first name really is Noel, to say, hey, he's a comedian, actually, and did acts. And he said, we should do a vocal group, and he flatly turned him down. Then he started working with Peter. And Peter was a renowned folk singer on his own. He brought him to the Newport Folk Festival. And then after that, he finally got Paul to join. And they were looking for a singer. And Mary's picture was on the wall at a music store. And both those guys said to Albert, how about her? He said, oh, she'd be great if you can get her. And there's an interesting story in that they both say, you know, we never asked Albert what he meant by that back then. And they still don't know. But the short answer is, yes, she was pretty, but she also had an amazing voice and an amazing presence. And at that point, she had already sung at Carnegie Hall with Pete Seeger and done an album with Pete Seeger. So her credentials were very serious already.
Well, Jack, I'm sorry for this. I realize the times have changed, to quote Bob Dylan and Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Yes.
But I say that because they were very, very earnest, and they sung about important things in social change and social justice. Is there any room for that kind of earnestness in music today, do you think?
I wish the answer was yes. That right now, I think we're so far gone in the pop industry that there's no room for this sort of sincerity. About as close as we get is that there's now seems to be a genre of children's music that is digestible for parents to listen to as well. And in that world, the sincerity still comes through. But in the land of Britney Spears and our favorite person, Kanye, and all this, but right now there is not much room for sincerity.
All right.
Just posturing.
Jack Grace, Martini Cowboy and Takeaway music contributor, joining us to talk about the career, the life, and the death of Mary Travers, of Peter, Paul, and Mary, dead at age 72.
If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.